The following program is an exclusive Disruption Networks production.
Hey, baseball fans, are you counting down the days to opening day? Well, Disruption Network has you covered. The Baseline, the D's own baseball podcast, is back with Season 2 and all new episodes all season long. Sunday nights, 7:30 p.m. on the D. Get your baseball fix as JP and SPG run down the news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get fantasy tips, player rankings, team previews, interviews, and more. You can catch the Baseline and all of Disruption Network's programming by checking out DisruptionNetwork.net, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, YouTube, Facebook, and Stitcher. Keep it inside the Baseline all season long, only on the D.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving, relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at NYVWofRome.com.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at DisruptionNetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D, DisruptionNetwork.net.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
EC Radio, Disruption Networks. EC Radio, Disruption Networks.
Podcast that lives at DisruptionNetwork.net. It is me, Z. Hope you're enjoying your Thursday late edition today of EC Radio. We got a bunch of guests in the house today. And before we mention the guest, got to give love and respect out to my sponsors. Give it up for Utica Coffee, the best coffee. Listen to this. Ah, that's so good. That's flavor country right there. Wake the hell up, Utica. WakeTheHellUp.com. I love it. Fuels me every day. And thank you to my good friend Heather over here for supplying us every day over here. Yes, thank you so much. Also, love and respect out to EJA Moving Company, the professional movers. When you're ready to move and relocate, call Eddie. Let him break his back instead of you breaking your back. You can find him online, ejamoving.com. Also, Nye Volkswagen in Rome. Check out their showroom, 5865 Taberg Road in Rome, and see why all their customers love their Nye VW. Mention the D, $250 off any vehicle purchase. That's it. Thank you to all my sponsors. I love you guys for all that you do in supporting the D. Today, look at this. We got a house full today. I like this. I didn't let him know that you two were coming, though.
No.
No.
That was the point.
That was the point. Heather, get up close to the microphone. Make sure you get up close. Don't be shy.
Usually my mouth travels, so it doesn't sound good.
I'll agree.
She'll agree. Joining us today, readings from above, visions from above, readings by Keith. Keith, our old friend, is here. He's a psychic medium that you haven't been here in over a year.
In over a year.
Uh-oh.
Why is that?
You give me that look, and then I'm like, uh-oh, here it comes. Here it comes. But also joining us today, Heather Delia from Utica Coffee. Mm-hmm. Hi, Heather. Thank you for all that you do around here. We love you. We got a big thing happening soon, too.
We do, and I'm excited in the future to discuss that.
Yeah, me too. I'm really excited. It's going to be a good thing. And doing our community event, if you will.
Which is great that we're allowed to do that.
Our part in community. Yeah, for sure. And also, my friend Michelle Klosick. How are you, Michelle?
Very, very good.
You might remember Michelle from such bars as The Varick, Sickenburger, and The Steve Otter.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Going good over there on Varick Street?
Oh, yes. Gearing up for St. Patrick's Day Parade Day.
How much do you miss the electric company down there?
Oh, gosh. I really do. We really loved when you were there.
We had a lot of fun back in the day. But the electric company does not miss being there, I'll tell you that.
Aww.
Well, you move on, right?
Yeah, but you're doing well.
Here's the EC. Mm-hmm. We're here. We're partying here today. So, Keith.
Yes, sir.
The reason why I brought Heather in today, she claims she can't get red.
That's true.
She was here a couple weeks ago, right? And she said that she can't get red.
Every time I go to psychics, I wish I was, to be honest with you. I wish I had that type of ability, that type of talent. I'm talentless. I always say my personality is my talent. That's about it.
And the mouth
is the talent. But yeah, and I've been to numerous psychics before, and no one, they always tell me a bunch of stuff, and I'm like, okay. It's never. They never can pinpoint it. So I'm like, I think I'm like the girl from Twilight. There's
a
block here.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are there people?
I thought it was just me.
Are there people that you can't read?
No.
No? You pretty much can read everybody?
Yeah.
For really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really?
You just been not to the right psychics.
Must not be.
I just had a woman call the shop yesterday, and she's like, you're right. She's been to me twice in like a month, and she goes, everything you said has already happened just within the 3 days. She goes, my grandchild, you said, is not going to be born until on a Monday, which it was born on Monday. Then she's saying, my daughter-in-law got the job. I mean, anybody can tell you anything, but you got deep, sweetie. You just hold in a lot. You don't let people read you.
I don't know how.
General.
I'm like, seriously, I am like an open book.
That's
not
true.
You don't think so?
Nope.
That's
oh my
not
God.
True.
Oh, I
you're
think
an open
I am.
Book on certain things, but when I can tell that it didn't come easy for you.
It wasn't that hard for me.
It wasn't that hard, but it wasn't that easy.
No, my personality and my strength as a woman got me through a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Relationships. That's
I controlled
thing.
Them. I ruled them.
Mm-hmm. But where'd that get you?
Where I am today, which I'm very happy.
Mm-hmm. With the one you're with.
Yes.
Yes.
Very much so.
Why does it say you have to make a mess with your mom?
My mom? I have no idea.
Do you guys butt heads?
No, not really. Let's put it this way. No, not at all, actually, because my mother's awesome. She's the most. Mm-hmm. She's the nicest person you could ever meet.
She's very open.
Sometimes, well, and I think a lot of people look at their mothers like this in a sense where, oh, my God, she drives me crazy. She loses this. She loses that. And then I realize I'm going to end up just like my mother. So we kind of have a little less patience with our own mother. And sometimes I have less patience with her, but it doesn't create an issue at all.
No, but I'm not saying that, but there's something coming. Nothing bad. It's just showing that you're going to have more patience with her.
Alzheimer's or something. Or some of that, I guarantee, is mm-hmm. going to eventually
set in.
Is there
two children with you?
Do I have two children? No.
Who's the two children?
I have one, my one and done, my son, Nick. I have a stepdaughter, Bob.
Okay, yeah. And the two of you are bonding?
Who, me and my son?
Your stepdaughter.
No. Trying.
You need to.
I know.
That's why I'm seeing there's one there and one separate. So one is actually your physical blood.
Yes.
But the other one has a stepchild.
Mm-hmm.
That word step is ugly.
It is. I agree.
Mm-hmm. But I do feel that there can be some. It's not that you need to make amends with your mother. You have to make amends being a mother.
Okay. Fair enough.
You know, I can see where there's a lot of two different people within that girl. And I know her father tends to give in. And I feel she's a strong character as well.
That's very true.
And in her own way, without letting you know, she does care about you.
And I believe that.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. And I feel the same way about her.
You do know you're opening up in a second business in another location.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's in talk right now, but that ends up, you're going to actually start being like a chain, not just having your product in different locations, but it's just like you're going to be in several locations.
Okay.
And it grows. So.
Well, that's a good thing.
It does really grow. Kind of bringing some new life to coffee houses.
We try, especially with the people that we hire.
Mm-hmm. And think about it. Back in the day when they tried coffee houses, many of them didn't succeed. But there's a twist with yours.
I think so. I try to think so.
I think a little bit of what you do, twisted in with coffee, it would really work.
I agree with that.
It's true.
What do you do?
What do you mean, what do I do? I'm not even going to go there.
She does everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's definitely the backbone over there.
Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing there's going to be several locations, and you're going to actually be in all several.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Did you lose somebody? A male friend?
Not that I can think of.
Not a long time ago.
A long time ago?
I know he's around you. He says a brother.
No, I never. Thankfully, I've never really lost anybody that.
Not like your sibling. I'm just saying he's like a brother. He says he knows you. Or is that you I'm picking up on?
I never had a brother.
It doesn't have to be a physical brother.
Somebody that was close.
I had a boyfriend that's passed away.
That passed away?
Mm-hmm.
Does he talk with Mike?
I have no idea. He passed away about 15 years ago.
But it wasn't right the way he passed.
No.
And it's never been right. I mean, how you think he died isn't the real way.
Yeah, I heard the way he died was what his family told people, but it wasn't the way he
died. No, he did it. He just needed to let you know that. Mm-hmm. And he did care about you a lot.
Mm-hmm. He used to visit me all the time before he moved away, my husband and I.
Yeah. But he's in a peaceful place. He just couldn't do it no more. He just wanted you to know he doesn't lie to you.
Hmm.
He says that was one of the biggest things.
It's gonna make
was
me
the
cry because I've been thinking about him lately.
Yeah, he's been around you. On the other side, there's no such thing as years or time. It is. So it's just like still fresh to him. And he's talking about his brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's not that your brother he lost his brother.
Yeah, they're both dead.
Yeah.
Both the kids died. The parents have no children now.
No, and that's what he said. He's with him. He's trying to help his brother.
Mm-hmm.
He understands more than his brother did.
Mm-hmm.
So his brother was kind of a lost soul.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not that I sometimes it just switches back and forth.
No, that's fine. I completely get it.
Sorry, Heather.
It's not that I can't read
you. No, that's okay.
But what it's saying here, on back to you, is this relationship, your husband, how long you been married now?
I'm not married. We've been together 9 years.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
And you don't need the paper to last another 9.
I'd like one. Hello. Yeah. A date would be great.
It will. It will. It's going to happen. He's just afraid.
Oh, I know.
I can see how his other marriage ended. And it was, I'm not talking bad about anybody on the air, but it wasn't that good.
I know.
It took a long time for him to even warm up with you.
That is very true.
Mm-hmm. But you two do end up with a date.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's listening, so he's probably like cringing right now as he's listening.
He's thought of it. He's just not going to let you on that he has thought of it. But it's going to happen. I see the two of you. Now, you two are actually starting something of your own.
Well, we kind of run the business together.
You're running the business.
Yeah, it's both of us.
And I know it's like, I know he's superstitious, and he won't let you know that, but he's superstitious.
Really? We have gargoyles on every building we have and our home.
And you let him know that's really good. But what I'm seeing here is that success is definitely there with the business.
Which is great.
I can see locations looking like a bar, but it's actually coffee being served.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I said you come in.
Yeah, and I could see that. And you know, in a bar, the same type of thing. You like people to feel comfortable and you want to talk to people,
like,
and you want
the old
them
show,
to
like,
to
remember
come back.
Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, something or Cheers. Like that. And Cheers, you know?
Same, yes, exactly. And that's
but which kind of like, bar?
But think about true. It. It's better than getting drunk. I mean, when we get older, do we really want to go get drunk?
That's why I'm at her coffee house every morning.
Sometimes.
Oh, gosh. We did that. But anyway, sometimes it is fun. But just to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
You got this.
I think so.
No, I know so.
Oh, you're awesome. I already like him.
But you know
I told
something?
You.
You do end up moving.
Okay.
So you're not going to call Utica or this area home.
This will always be my home.
I'm just always going to be
I
home.
Did. I moved away for actually 12 years. I moved away.
And you came back.
I did.
Don't we all? So
I
did
know.
I.
Me too.
And I missed it. And I came
I moved
back
away
at the upswing.
15 years, come back for 2, then move away again for another 10, and then come back, and I'm here now, what, 6? But there's going to be another location. I mean, I don't think it's going to be far, but you're spreading out.
Okay.
It's not all just coffee. There's something to do with animals, too.
With animals?
Yeah. Honey, you're a city girl.
Kind of.
What are you doing in the country?
I know. I lived in Long Island for 12 years, so kind of.
Yeah, but I'm seeing animals.
Hmm. I don't know.
Don't tell me she's moving on a farm.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, okay.
She's probably going to grow. We just talked about bacon. I bet you're going to raise pigs.
Yeah, I'm going to raise pigs.
Are you raising pigs?
No. And hemp.
And hemp, yes. Now, if you had said that we were going to be opening up an edible bakery, I have a perfect baker.
Yeah, there she is. Is that what this is?
Mm-mm. No, I'm just kidding. But hey, you never know.
I hope so.
I know. You never know. You don't know what'll happen in the future.
No, but I'm seeing that it's like you're going down the road. Do you have 2 locations?
Yes.
Okay, there's a 3rd opening.
Okay.
Are you looking at places this summer?
Not for cafe wise. If something happens, it happens. Mm-hmm. We always kind of keep our options open, let's just put it that way.
But it's not just in the city of Utica.
Right now, no, we have a location in Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And in Utica.
And Utica and Rome is coming.
Okay.
I know you
He's
don't
been
like
pushing
it.
Rome.
He's going to get Rome. It's going to open up. That's what I'm seeing.
Hey, Rome's on a resurgence right now.
I know.
They're doing okay.
I know. You know? It's terrible that
Rome's
I couldn't
a nice
get
a city.
I know.
I don't know about nice, but it's getting better.
No, it is.
It's definitely gotten better.
Yeah, actually, isn't it developing? This?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that have been pushing us to go into Rome.
You do end up in Rome, and you're going to do successful there, too.
Okay.
Be successful. But that's just about business. Like I said, I do see the two of you. You actually got another trip coming up. Is that June?
I always have something planned. I like to travel. But June, the only thing I have planned in June is to see Rolling Stones in Boston. But okay. That's it. That's the only thing I have planned.
That's going to be pretty cool.
I wish I got better tickets. Way.
Boston tea, Utica coffee.
Yeah, right? I like that.
Huh? Mm-hmm. The ideas are brewing.
I know,
I
right?
I like it.
Ideas brewing. I caught that. But you need it. Your grandmother's gone. Your mom's.
Yes.
Uh-huh. She's always trying to get a hold of you.
Is she?
You don't. You're one of three.
I guess you could say that. I have two half brothers.
Right.
But it was me and my mother
for the longest time. And then there's two more.
Yes.
Yeah, she says you're one of three. So half brothers are brothers.
Well, yeah, they're not. That's true. Right. That's very true.
And you need to get closer to one than the other.
It's not that. Yeah, you're... one of them. I have the same father with one and the same uh-huh. mother with the other. Yep. So.
So it's like bringing back in your father's son into your
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have a wedding.
Mine?
You got a wedding that you're going to be hearing about.
Okay.
Your son goes to your mom's?
No. I mean, he visits my mother, but he doesn't go to... I mean...
How old is he now?
He's 18.
18.
Yep.
Did he not want to go to school? Did he go for a year? Or
he's still in school.
Yeah. It's about going next year.
Oof. He's a senior this year.
Uh-huh.
So he goes to BOCES for electrical.
Yeah.
Some kids just aren't college bound.
No, he's not about college. This boy is actually going to be successful because he's going to be like a flipper, not just doing the electrician part. I see him and another person coming together. So he's going to be fine. So you don't got to worry about him.
God.
He's a great kid. I love him.
He is a great kid, but I do worry.
Well, you need to. Your grandmother at night when he turns 20.
Oh, God. Years.
And I'm never wrong.
Can I babysit?
Oh, kids.
Shit.
Never.
Okay.
And I can attest to that because the last time you were here,
you read Colenso.
Yes, you read Colenso.
I'm so excited.
And Colenso got all...
Oh, my God.
Colenso got all macho and like, no, I'm not going to have no kid. I'm not going to have no kid. But it wasn't him. His brother ended up having a kid.
Yeah,
like,
really?
2 months later.
I knew the kid was going to be close to him. Mm-hmm. But this isn't no sister's or brother's child. This is your son's child.
Wow. Okay.
Within 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Tell him he better get his raincoats.
He better get a house before he better move the heck out.
I don't think they're going
to
work.
I'm going to have to get him a house now. He's 18.
Yeah, the
I'm going to start house
work,
shopping.
Right? And like I said, it happens. I mean, and I can see it around you, and you're going to love it. You know
I probably
it.
Would. Regardless.
You would. But he's still young. But like you said, he's an old soul.
He definitely is.
And another thing is, you notice that the girls he's around are a lot older.
His friends I know are a lot older. He doesn't bring a lot of girls home, to be honest with you.
Well, because he knows.
I know, probably. I'll interrogate. I'll be like, who are your parents? What do they do? I'd probably be mad. That would be me.
No, you'd be like, didn't I go to school with you?
Yeah. No, not that old. Dear Lord, she better not be my age. Holy cow.
I'm joking.
Thank God. Oh, I'd be like hiding Michelle. I'd be like hiding all my friends. No, don't look that way.
You're in the mood today, huh?
Yeah, right?
That's good.
But she can't. She's got the awesome energy, but
she does.
Mm-hmm.
You're like you're saying you're an open book. No, you're kind of a private. There's certain things.
I don't think I am. Because nothing embarrasses me.
I'm not saying that it has to embarrass you. There's just certain things you put out there, certain things you just don't. And that's okay. Everybody should
have. I have
the
problem
of
putting too much out there.
Okay.
Information. I don't hold back
enough.
But
why do you pull back?
I don't think I do. You say I do. I don't think I do.
I just went to a retreat with you.
I know you did.
Yeah, and that's what you do.
Well, they make... You can't retreat. Talk about the retreat.
You mean she retreats?
You have a retreat that you it's can't talk about?
Well, it's a woman's retreat. And what
that
happens
sounds like a cult.
We talk about things that we... to each other that...
Yeah.
And we don't know these women, so we don't talk after.
Oh, you don't.
Well,
right,
like, one of the things you have to, like... For me, like, one of the hardest things that I had to do was, like, they make... You know, you have to, like, stare at your partner for, like, 5 minutes. 5 minutes is a long time. Like, I can look you in the eyes. Uh-huh. When I have to look you in the eyes for 5 minutes, I'm going to get uncomfortable.
Like, it makes me
uncomfortable.
So
but it's my issue.
It's like, well, it's trying to get you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, it totally is. Because then I'm like, is she thinking sexual thoughts about me? Or is the thing that I'm thinking? I'm like, I'm not thinking anything about her. I hope she doesn't think I'm thinking that way about her. These are the things that I'm thinking.
This is EC Radio Gold today. I love it. Keep going. You guys take over. It's your show.
Yeah. But there's a lot more coming for you. I know you are a spiritual girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, and so's your man in his way.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Especially with your gargoyles. And
and there's a face that he got at a estate sale, too, that he has sitting south in front of our, like, patio in front. I'm like, what is that? It's a face. It looks like one of the, what is it, those tower things that they have. And I don't know. I can't think of the name of it.
Like Easter Island?
Yeah, basically. Yes, basically. Thank you. Thanks for helping me out. See? He's good.
My cousin's husband has all those statues in his yard.
Okay. So, yeah.
I'm like, okay. It looks just like Easter Island in his backyard
that's
in Florida.
That's hysterical.
It's like, okay. This will look-
we just have one.
Okay.
So far.
You gotta be careful what you bring from our states.
I know.
You get things attached to them.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in all that stuff, me and Michelle.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You, it's true.
I know. We were talking today about how we were saging everything. We were in the car with my son, and we were going to sage my house, so we didn't want to put the, you know, we didn't want to blow it out. So we have a tin can. My son's in the back seat. The whole car is filling up with smoke. I'm like, oh, my God, imagine if we get
that's
pulled
us.
Over. I'm like, I don't want to blow it out. We got to use it for my house.
We were at the Stanley the other day, and we brought things home with us. I call her up. I'm thinking, you better smudge. We brought
yes.
somebody home with us.
Did you bring home Artie? Huh? Artie's the guy in the light tower
yes,
at the Stanley.
Artie's the one that he complains about the canisters had the wrong film in them.
Okay.
I already met him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Artie's, well, I work at the Stanley.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I.
He's the one that's up in the control room, right?
Yeah, well, the light tower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was yelling about the film was had the wrong film in the canisters.
Oh, okay.
He did that while we were doing an interview there a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Artie's been talked about.
I know. What about the man that stared at me in the bathroom?
Oh my God, that would freak me out.
But see, I hear spirits and I can focus and I can get a vision of what they look like. But when you're actually going from a urinal to go wash your hands and there's a man standing right at the sink.
Oh my God!
Wow. And then you're like, he's gone.
Yeah.
It's sort of like somebody sneaking up on you. Mm-hmm. You know, you just
startling
wasn't ready
you.
For it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yet, so he was standing there. Then I met a woman, Helen, in the lobby.
Helen?
I love
Helen.
That. It's a great name. It's a great old
Helen.
Name.
Helen. And then all of a sudden, we're going down the hall. That place is huge.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we see a big old picture of Helen on the wall.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you see people, you know how you see these horror films. And when they see people, sometimes you see them how they looked when they died. Or like if something traumatic
that
happens
to them.
That
would creep
me out. That's well, that you don't see that.
God, no.
Thank God. Can you imagine if you had to see that every day?
Oh, no. I've seen like an older person. They show me when they're older and they go, but this is what I looked like. And I see them like, they say when we pass, we are all look 30.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that. We had
but
a conversation
it's sort
the day
of
about that.
Something because you know, like if I seen my grandmother at one point, and I don't usually see my own family, but... And it's like, she looked like my mom.
That's interesting.
And it's weird. It's because, and they have some certain things to tell you. But I had an old gentleman the other day telling me something about his daughter. And you said, you tell her she's just like me. And So she got checked and she found out she had cancer like your dad.
Aww. Mm-hmm. Glad she checked.
But he caught it. Mm-hmm. She, you know,
which
so
is thank
she,
God.
You know, but it's something how they can come back and warn us. Uh-huh. Only if it's not our true time. But it's weird, why would we get cancer if it wasn't our time? But
right.
It just happens.
Hmm.
It's just the world. But let's give it over to you for a little bit.
Uh-oh. I knew that was coming.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing something with a home?
Not a home.
What is it?
A business.
You're going to start it?
That's rebranding. I don't know, but I'm up in the air about the name.
That's the thing. It's got to change from what it was.
Oh, God, that's what it's
definitely.
I've been resisting.
Okay, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely smudge the place.
Okay.
Okay, get all that old residual energy out of
there.
Oh,
my God, he sounds like Rebecca.
I know.
She's my life coach. Okay, go ahead. She's
very
spiritual.
She's done a visit. She's done a show with me.
Rebecca Silence?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's great.
Yep, she knows
why. She's the one that wants me to start, have the new energy and everything.
And that's the whole thing is like, you have how many different businesses now?
Three.
Okay. And you're going on to the fourth?
No, I'm reinventing one of them.
Reinventing one of the three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You definitely want to do something that really sets itself different than the other two.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Actually, it's going to be a bar.
Mm-hmm.
What if you were to bring in different talents?
Yes, that's what I'm working on.
Uh-huh. And
different.
It's going to work.
Different, yes.
I mean, different people.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing crazies.
No, it's very eclectic, you know? What I'm doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to work.
I know,
is it?
Especially
because
with
I'm
the
terrified.
College.
I'm terrified. Yes.
No, honey, don't be. Don't put that energy out there.
I'm trying not to. It's hard.
Just like the first time you opened up your first place,
yes.
You were more excited than, and I mean, the nervous was there, but
yes.
Yet you're being excited about doing it, overpowered that. Don't send it out there because it doesn't matter what you want or don't want. You get what you feel. So don't be nervous.
Okay.
You're really going to do
should
this.
Should I rename it?
I think so,
I have
yes.
A name for it.
What
I
is
don't know
it?
If I should go with it.
Let's hear it.
Soul space. It's a soul. Everybody's, I have things going on in there. It's people's souls in there.
Then
there
you definitely,
is a lot of soul.
You definitely need to smudge then, if that's what you're going to change your name to.
But then my family's fighting me on it.
How about not S-O-L-U?
What then?
S-O-L.
I like that. It's like sun, too.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
That is kind of nice, because then you could take it. In,
yes.
You know, a literal way, or you don't have to because
exactly.
It's differently.
Yeah, I like that. Just renaming it so, for some reason, I just don't want to get over that.
I'll do opening night for you.
Will
How's
you?
How's that? Yes, I sure will.
That's going to be a big night. That's going to be a fun night.
I know a guy, yes. Too.
Okay. My family's going to kill me. We have to change the sign we just had made 2 years ago. It's really nice.
That's okay.
With the what?
Change is good.
I had a nice sign made by... one of your cousins, yeah. And it's really nice, but now I have to change it.
Well, what's the sign up?
It's a big metal sign that says, because it's Sickenberger Lane, it's the name of it now, but I have to change it.
That's what the whole club is going to be as well?
Shit out of luck.
Hey,
why don't you have
I had it. Come on, I heard SOL.
Why don't you have it?
But that doesn't
SOL
mean,
of
I mean,
Lane.
It could still be there.
Yeah.
You know, why not designate one area as Sickenberger Lane?
Yeah. That's what, okay. My daughter was saying that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and just basically the name of the club, SOL.
I like
you,
that.
That place has always been crowded.
Mm-hmm. Very, yes.
And I can see this really working for you.
I hope so. It's different, a different vibe, completely different vibe.
And I feel you're still going to get a lot of youth.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
And more, not just that you have to be spiritual. It's just, you know, you just got to be free.
That's what I want. Good vibrations and free.
Yeah.
Free to express yourself.
Let's get a big Buddha in the middle of the dance floor, right? No.
Buddha, I love Buddha. I have my, that's all I have is pictures of Buddha. My grandfather used to be overseas in the army, and he took pictures of all the Buddhas.
But
they
you know,
tons of Buddha pictures.
I feel a religion is just one's belief, and but spirituality
that's
is
what
it
I
all
am. Spirituality,
feels.
That's what I am. Mm-hmm.
So
working on vibration and all that right now,
honey. It's gonna work. You know, I want to start the bowls. You know, the bowls that you just
I have one at home.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I had one.
The singing bowl.
What's the bowl? Like the Buddha bowl, awesome. You kind of like.
You just rub
like
your
brass balls.
Brass balls.
It's like. Doom.
I got you.
Clears the air, doesn't it?
Is that what it's supposed to do?
What's that?
Is that what that's supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a lot about the bowls.
I have one.
Yeah. Like there's several different.
Like the monks
use.
We'll
sizes.
We'll do that to your house too.
Yeah. You're in an old home.
It's relatively old.
There's spirits there. I think you already know that. And especially with bringing things in. Because I can see
Frank has a lot of old things in the house.
Well, that's what he does. He loves every like yard sale, less flea
state
market,
sale,
estates. Yeah, we tend to bring other people's things home with us. I think that's Kim's problem. But you don't have to worry about your business reinventing it.
Okay.
Is somebody
take a breath.
Up, what June, July?
May?
Yeah,
May 10th is the opening. If I hopefully I got that right, May 10th.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, get a hold of us. We'll come and do something
there.
Oh,
absolutely.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
We like parties.
Hey, and you can even do a retreat there.
Oh, that'd be really fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of parties, Keith is hosting a party at the Stanley on March 24th. Tickets on sale right now. You can go over to Stanley Box Office and pick them up. You're going to have like high tea, and you're going to pretty much do like a table reading, correct?
Well, what I'll do is I go to each table, and I may repeat myself two or three times at each table. It depends on who I'm picking up on, but I will definitely approach every table there.
When you walk into the Stanley, are the spirits just lining up to talk to you?
They're all around.
Yeah.
Like I said, we were there the other day, and we heard somebody above us. Like we're sitting right in the theater, and there's a man dragging something across the floor above, and nobody was up there.
Right. Oh, I hear it all the time, locking up that place. I hear whistling around the...
Oh, I love it.
The whistle.
I hear the whistle.
I love
that's
that.
That's the maintenance guy.
That's the maintenance guy?
That's the maintenance guy. I forgot.
Well, he's a pervert because it's always in the women's room.
But no, he don't care because he was the man that was in the bathroom.
Okay.
In the men's room, too. And
I was here in the women's
still.
Room.
The women's room has the little girl.
And she
there.
Keeps running up and down the staircase.
Yep, she goes up and down. And that's not just a rumor. That's actually true. She's there.
Yeah.
But you know what I've always heard? And I'm not sure because I don't really talk to too many children. But they say when you see a spirit of a child, it's actually the devil in disguise.
Really?
Children don't stay behind.
Really? That's interesting.
Innocent souls.
That's good to
really
know.
That's really
interesting.
Good to
so you
know.
Don't
so
see a
it
lot
could
of
be residual energy too, which is just basically how she fell down the stairs. You know, and the man was talking about the fire, and we didn't know anything about a fire, but then they told us about the fire.
So residual energy always stays.
Residual energy is always repeating itself.
Just continually.
Continuing.
Okay, it's like playing a film over and over and over again.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But spirits are different. It's like I got so many different stories. It's like when I first moved to Herkimer, you know, I went out that way. Before I moved out there, I lived in Rome. And she would come and get me, and I'd come out and do different readings and things at her shop. But I'm like, I come in, I'm like, don't you see them? I mean, I see a woman walking over to by the
door. I wish I did.
And she's pushing the wall like it's an elevator. And she goes, well, that was an elevator. Her shop used to be an old glove factory.
Cool.
And where was your shop?
It's in Herkimer.
Oh, it's in what?
Endless Summer in Herkimer.
Oh, okay.
And it's strange because then I would take a recorder. I'm telling this. I'm embarrassing you.
That's why she wanted to be on camera.
When I was going out there, I took her recorder, her little handheld recorder, and I push it, and I'm like, listen, I see spirits in the warehouse out back. So we're like, we're going, is there anybody here? Anybody here? And I kept saying it and repeating it. But you're not going to hear anything while you're recording. So we took it back in. And you can hear us talking. And we're walking around with flashlights outside. People
That's
think we're crazy.
Hysterical. I love it.
So we're playing a tape back. And it's like, you hear me saying, anybody here? Anybody here? Anybody here? And it goes, we are here. Then I'm like, anybody here? We are here. Swear she screams. She goes, ah! God. She pissed her pants.
You didn't hear it until you played it back. That's crazy.
It was that loud.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I love
he yelled
that.
At us because I kept saying it. He must have got pissed at me repeating myself.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
That's wild.
Do you still have this tape?
No. To go play it for someone, and it was totally wiped.
You went to play it?
Away. Her really? Father goes, well, wasn't Keith a ventriloquist?
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I have a tape recorder at home.
Oh, I totally believe you.
I have a tape recorder at home.
And here's another incident. When I moved to Herkimer, my place wasn't ready yet, so we stored a lot of our things in that warehouse, same warehouse. Well, we went to get some of my boxes, and we hear bang, bang, boom, boom. And like, okay, guys, it's my stuff. I'm just going to take some of it, okay? So I'm taking boxes out to the car. I come back in, and Val is frozen like this. I'm like looking at her. She goes, what's that? And there's this mist just forming. I'm like, it's a ghost.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so be careful what you wish for, because she's always saying, I wish I could just see it. I wish
me
I could
too.
See it.
You sound like me. I so want to see. You know how many ghost things her and I have done? We did one in her bar. I did feel something in her bar, though. There was no question about that.
What did you feel?
When we were in her, the one bathroom stall
Get
there,
up a
there,
little closer.
Where she yeah, was, yeah. Where a lot of women had said that they've been pushed and so forth. So we were standing there, and the camera guy was filming, and all of a sudden, you know how they say, you know, you feel the chills? That is like an understatement. It started at my feet. It went all the way up through my body, and I felt like my hair on the top of my head was standing up.
Oh, that's
I've never felt that before.
The chills are the worst kind. I mean, it's not just like
I've
a goosebump.
I've never felt
They're,
that.
When they go through you
oh
or
my
they
God,
touch
it was
you,
insane.
It's, just, it's mm-hmm. like you're violated.
Oh, I liked it. That was good. It was
course,
awesome.
Of course
you
not.
Liked it. I loved it. I would love to be violated again. You let me know what
Well,
it
let me tell you this. At the Stanley, we are also talking about me doing a ghost tour.
Ooh.
We're going to get three different teams and get some ghost hunters with the equipment and everything like that. And then I'm going to join each team and we'll actually talk
yeah,
to them.
Yeah, we did that at her bar. And then we also, the same ghost guys, did the
you
Rutgers
didn't
Street.
Have me.
The, mm-hmm. I know, the Rutgers Street man. Actually, who was the one guy that we met from that had come in, the famous guy?
John Zaffis.
Oh, okay.
That guy was great. He was right. So nice. We had done a ghost tour with him through Rutgers Street Mansion.
We do. You know how they have the ghost box and everything like that? Mm-hmm. It's not like you have to just listen for them. They talk to me through that.
Really?
They've said some nasty things through there. They told me to go suck some pickles, but, you know.
Wow.
And
wow.
Yeah, they call me by name.
Really?
Yeah. So we've always had that. We didn't have to, like, listen or wait for, like, you know, any,
right.
And they would just start talking.
Immediately?
Mm-hmm. Well, then you have one lady. It's out the picture that you're on the other side, and there's only one phone booth. And there's, like, hundreds and hundreds of people ready to use it. But here this one lady's how this other ghost is like, move it, jerk.
Oh, my God.
Because it wanted to talk to us. And she told him to move it, jerk.
Oh, my God, that's
that's
funny.
That's great.
I'm going to show you something.
Maybe you guys should line it up for Rutger Park someday. And
that would
oh, yeah,
there.
We could.
That's
yeah,
great, though.
It'd be
you
fun.
You feel a lot there. I'm sure you would feel way more than what I feel because I don't see shit there, but I want to.
As long
to.
As I don't bring you home, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, right.
It's like
would
we
you
go
say
past
like a
cemeteries.
Prayer?
Cemeteries. I'm like, we just got a hitchhiker.
What do you mean?
Because when we go past cemeteries or different things, spirits
you would think
jump
nothing.
Into the car.
Swear.
I swear.
I always feel like when you're at a cemetery, that's the last place you would see a ghost because
you
I always feel like they leave their body.
No. You want to see something? Go on my Visions from Above and look at my videos.
Oh,
and
I'm
there's
have to
one
do that.
With me, and we went to a cemetery in Poland. I was doing this show down the party down the road, and the kid goes, oh, our cemetery is haunted. So he took me down there during break. Watch all the orbs.
Really? Oh, we got to go there. Her and I are going to drive what? There. You let me know what cemetery.
I don't want to bring anything home. Like, okay, guys. Don't want to be at the home. Are you there? So we're like looking. And there's all this. When I said, okay, I'm leaving, all these different lights just come bombarding at the car at me. Yeah.
Even on video.
It's on video. If you go on my Facebook page and go on Visions from Above and go into the videos.
Oh, I have to see that. That's
plug your Facebook cool. page, Visions from Above,
Visions from
Keith.
Above, Readings by Keith. Okay.
I can't get the internet here.
You're being blocked.
Oh, okay.
You're being blocked. Keith, what does it mean when you got deja vu?
That's a good question.
Deja vu is sort of like we lived it before. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be from past lives, people say. I mean, to be honest, I don't have the answer for that.
No.
Can you see him?
Oh, my God, Shas. Can you see that?
Yes.
It's an African-American man up in the light.
Yeah, I could see it.
Okay, but I want you to scroll down a little bit and then just try to widen it up. This used to be an old brothel.
If you guys are interested in getting a reading by
Keith, it looks like a woman. Knackers.
Keith, how can they get a reading by you? What's the phone number? How can they
like
contact
a woman
you?
On her knees, but
no, honey, them are not knees. Them are boobs.
Why are you... can I see? I
want to
see.
Why is it so low? Oh, she's an African.
Oh,
no.
Do you see them?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, now I see it better. Okay.
This is an orb?
No, that's not an orb. That's a spirit.
That's a spirit. Wow.
You want to get violated. Oh, you should go there.
Wow. Where is this?
That's in Westmoreland.
That's in Westmoreland.
One of my clients.
Wow.
She'll be this. Yeah, that's her home.
Interesting.
So, Keith, if somebody wants to get a reading, how they get in touch with you?
Well, to get in touch with me, you call 315-866-6865. And it's going to say endless summer. No, you didn't just call for tanning. It's actually ask for Val or leave a message and she'll get back to you and get you scheduled.
Yes, and also you'll be performing, not performing, but doing a reading at the Stanley Theater. It's coming up Sunday, March 24th at 3 o'clock. Tickets on sale right now, and you're going to be over there doing some readings table to table. And there's
table to table.
Some snacks and high tea and everything.
Is it going to be on the stage, the table?
No, they're doing it in the Ramada.
We're doing it upstairs.
Doing
you
the
hear
Ramada
that,
why
no
are they
door
doing
sales.
It on the
that
stage?
Room had a lot of spirits. That the Artie
Ramada?
Guy, he was in the corner.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
What were you saying?
Val said no door sales.
There's no door. So you got to get a pre-sale. So right. You got to pre-order your tickets. So if you're interested in getting them, hit up the Stanley box office. And you can call them at 315-724-4000. So yeah, that should be interesting. And there are a lot of things happen at the Stanley spirit-wise.
Oh, you would know that.
Oh, I know it. I know firsthand. In fact, I saw a ghost just the other day.
You did?
When I was closing up the other day.
So jealous.
And just before I shut the lights off, I saw a ghost walking around the corner of the women's room.
You need a side job at the Stanley.
That women's room and a men's room. Not the men's room that's right there. The one that's downstairs.
The one that's downstairs. That's,
right.
The
that's a creepy one.
It is a
both
creepy one.
Yes.
I agree.
Both men's and women's.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it feels like it's like 1929.
Yeah, you do. You feel like you step back
does.
In time.
It's because it's the man that's in both of the bathrooms. It's the janitor dude, I think.
Is
well,
it?
I hope so. There's some creep watching you go into the bathroom.
Well, if he's in the women's room, he is.
We love this family.
I'm sure canaries have changed since the 1920s.
Mm-hmm. So actually, like we're going to be talking about maybe in May doing the ghost tours through the Stanley.
Okay.
Not just the ghost tours. It's like I said, I'll be part of each team sitting
psychic
in
ghost
for
tour.
An hour on each team and
that's great.
Communicate with the ghost box. You know, because usually I tell you what they're saying before they come to the box.
Uh-huh.
Like I heard.
Did you hear it before it says it?
Yeah. We were doing, I can't mention names, but I had a client who lost somebody in her basement. So we're doing the house because we know he's still there. But then I hear Guns N' Roses. Then you hear Guns N' Roses did a ghost box.
Wow. That's weird.
Yeah. And it's like I communicate with them and say before what the box usually says. So.
How old were you when you found out you had this power?
I think I always knew. I was always strange. I was always different.
But I know your That's backstory. Good. You went to a doctor, and the doctor's like, you freaked the doctor out.
Oh,
how
really?
Old were you
no.
when that happened?
Okay, see, it progressed throughout the years. You know, I could always, like, read on people. But I never really heard spirits. I moved to Connecticut. I think I was, like, almost 30. And I would feel like I'm being pinned down at night and not breathing.
Hmm.
I'm like, okay, it started getting scary. So I wouldn't go to sleep at night. I go to work during the day. I'm like, I start hearing things. So I went to a shrink. I said, I think I'm schizophrenic. He goes, why do you say that? I hear voices. And then they have you do this survey. Well, how's your job? Sucks, but anyway, you hear voices. Well, how's your childhood? It wasn't the best. Anyway, you hear voices. Well, why do you think you're hearing voices? I said, I don't know. That's why I'm here. Then I started hearing something, and I had a look on my face, and he goes, well, what's wrong? I'm like, I hear something. And he goes, well, what's it saying? And this is the first time I really tuned in to listen instead of just like a noise. He says his name is William. They call him Willie. He's your father. He died last year. You promised to look after your brother, Michael, and you're not doing it because he's drinking again.
Oh, my God.
That's what I said to the therapist. He goes, what? I said, I told you I'm crazy. He goes, you're not crazy. I don't know what the hell you are, but you're not crazy.
Oh,
it was
my
his
God.
Dad.
Whoa.
That's, oh, they give me chills. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
they
awesome.
They call him Old Willie. He works at E-Boats. I forgot that part, which is a big place in Connecticut.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had an out-of-body experience that you know of?
Yeah.
Yeah?
When I was just still. I tell her I'm croaking. I'm on the phone. I think I'm going to croak. She goes, you're not going to croak. I'm like, I'm going to croak.
You had the flu,
I hang up the phone. I flatlined.
You did not. How do you know you flatlined?
How did you know you flatlined?
Because they're pounding my chest and telling me to wake up.
Oh, so you were in the hospital?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
She goes, oh, you ain't going to croak.
Well, wait, why did your heart stop, though?
I was sick.
Well, I know you were sick, but your heart just...
I had heart issues.
Oh,
so
okay.
But during that time, I thought I saw my grandmother. And I was angry because I said, this sucks that I'm dying alone. There should be people around me watching me or something. How sick is that? But that's how you feel. You don't never want to just die alone with nobody there.
Yeah.
But I hear... I see my grandmother... Then all of a sudden, I kept hearing my last name. And this is strange because it's like, Depan, that's my last name. It's like, wake up, Depan. So I'm waking up. And then I hear another guy, and I'm not there yet. He goes, huh, Depan. He goes, I used to have a patient, Depan. And I think I said, who? He goes, Lois. And that's my grandmother. And here this, I'm like, how old is this freaking nurse? But he's real. And
really?
Working on me, and he used to take care of my grandmother.
Wow.
Small world.
Small world. Strange, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here it is. I thought I'd seen her. Then I'm like, my name's not common. You know, it's not like, wake up, Mr. Smith.
Right.
But, yeah.
Wow.
I've had a couple of close calls. They just don't feel they're ready for me.
You're not done yet.
Hell no.
Exactly.
I say I'm old, but watch me.
Well, what are your future plans, though? George, besides answering George Jetson's call.
I forgot to shut it back off.
I like that ring.
What are my future plans?
Yeah.
I really don't know. I just go with the flow.
Yeah.
I always say I want to do it, I don't end up doing it. So I just go with the flow.
Gotcha.
Yeah. My future, what I want to do.
What do you want to do?
I want to just do nothing. I want a quiet little deserted island.
See, I need people.
My
I can
husband
never
wants
you know
that.
What? I say that, yeah. But I'd freak out.
I couldn't.
Oh, my God. We had a storm in Florida, and I was trapped in my house 3 days. Cabin fever is a real thing.
Oh, I agree.
Holy hell. I walked out in the middle of the storm just to get outside.
Yeah.
It hurt, but I did it.
I flew halfway down the street, but I still went out.
No, you definitely need to always need somebody in your life.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm like, well, when do you shut it off? When do you shut it off? It doesn't shut off.
You can't shut it off.
No.
Hmm.
I shut it off from 8 to 10 to watch The Voice.
Oh, my God.
Does it exhaust you at all? Does it exhaust you?
It does at times, but I mean, it depends on the other person's energy.
Mm-hmm.
I could read one person and they can drain the hell out of me, and
right.
Then I can read 20 people and come home all fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like one time we did, what, 20 people at one time? Like, don't do that again. Don't stick me with 20 back to back to back. We did that one time.
But that one person that you, that drained you, is it because of negative energy maybe?
There, you know what they call them? They call them psychic vampires.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And anybody, you can be, you don't even have to be psychic. You can be around just one person, they just drain you.
That's dry. Right. I say about that about people that I know exactly. in my life.
I got a list
they
full.
They suck you dry.
They suck you dry.
They do.
You show symptoms when that I guess the eyes start, your eyelids start to like flutter when somebody
I have to get away from somebody
you.
Like that. I can't handle it.
But, you know, and it's not, and then you feel bad because you're wanting to run away from this person when they are asking, they're needing your help. But, oh my gosh. But it's not often you get them, but you tend to get them. Or have you ever been around somebody, here you are such a people person, love everybody, but you look at this person and say, I can't stand that bastard?
Yeah.
I mean, very rarely, but it happens.
I try and convert it to I feel sorry for that bastard.
I try to think I don't know their story.
Feel sorry for that bastard.
Yeah. You just don't know their backstory.
That's what it is, too. I try. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I try not to look at that I hate you side. I try and look at there's a reason that they're
no,
like
I
yeah.
never hate, you know.
Never. No. They always have a story.
Can't stand, dislike.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
Yeah.
Don't want them in your life.
I agree.
Gotcha. So, Heather, what's your conclusion today? After sitting here and him talking to you and looking inside
well,
your soul.
Well, I guess we'll know in 2 years. Then I'll be a true believer.
Well, what about June?
What about
living
what?
In that place in Rome. Don't give it up.
All right. We have a lot of people pulling to get us into Rome, so.
I'll do your bachelorette party.
Oh. That would be fun. That would be great.
You'll go on the retreat?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be a great
that would
party.
Be fun.
Actually, I did a retreat in Fort Lauderdale. It was exciting. I actually attended the retreat. And there's so many different types of things. So it's like learning Reiki, getting readings. Actually, what's her name? I forgot. Dee Wallace. She is an actress. She was the mother on E.T.
Okay.
She's an actual very big spiritual woman. She's got a lot of great books out there. She was there. And, I mean, just that weekend, you just connect with everybody. It's just awesome energy that you...
See, that's what I love. And that's what I love.
I think we
energy.
Need more of them up this way.
Yeah.
Especially in the summertime, you know?
Yeah.
Finding the places to sponsor and to actually... Put
we
it
don't
together
have a lot for spirituality
people.
Around
we
here.
We don't.
We have religion, you know.
But we don't have spirituality.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, like where I lived in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, it was against the
that's
law.
That's where
to...
I wanted to. If I was to move any place in Florida,
I live there.
That's it's a great town.
It's against
I,
the law.
It doesn't even look like Florida. You don't even feel like you're there.
It's the only place that isn't really grown up fast.
Yeah, everything. Exactly.
Now, when I lived in Jacksonville, there's a little town, Bernardina, used to be a country hick town.
Really?
It's a huge city. No offense.
Wow.
But, yeah, New Smyrna Beach is just laid back.
Yep.
And I lived right on the ocean.
Nice.
The ocean was my front yard, and the lagoon was my backyard.
Nice.
And why did you move away from there?
And why did you come back?
Exactly. All right. Fair enough.
The Venus flytrap known as Utica, New York.
Yes. I do love it here, though, so I can't even
yeah,
say
Yeah, I love
anything.
The people here.
I love the history
when new
here.
Things come around. I think places need to grow. And not, I mean, in New York, things don't, same buildings.
There's a lot of growth happening here.
But here in Utica and Rome area, Herkimer needs to grow a little bit.
Herkimer needs to get their taxes under control so businesses can open up there.
So do we do it in Oneida County too?
Oh no. Taxes in Herkimer?
They're ridiculous.
No.
Ridiculous. We looked at a place
well,
in Herkimer.
Was just that. This is strange.
It's so
because
it's
you're
so
talking
bad.
About taxes in Herkimer. Here I am watching the news the other day. I'm like, oh, that place looks familiar. It's my damn house.
It looks familiar.
As they're talking about taxes in Herkimer, they're going up my road. Then there's the church in my house. I'm like, that looks familiar.
Oh my god, that's
my
great.
Damn house. See, so I'm kind of out there at times.
Do you attend psychic fairs? Is that like a thing for
I've
you?
Done oh, a like, few psychic fairs.
Like conventions or any of that stuff?
I've done, you know what? I found one woman.
Sorry.
I found one woman that could read me.
You found one woman? Only one woman?
That could read me. And she's
really?
In Fonda. I love her to death. Her name's Kim, and she's another psychic in Fonda.
Have you ever been to Lilydale?
I think she's done a reading on me.
Lilydale, yes. And
I've never been.
Casadega.
I've never heard of
Casadega. Casadega is in Florida. And it's a huge not just like a little Lily Downtown. Casadega is the whole town. Everything is owned by a psychic or spiritualist. Oh, I've heard,
there was something on TV in regards to that recently.
I haven't seen it.
Or I saw it on TV or on Facebook
someplace. I used to read
someplace.
The psychics from Casadega. They would come to me. And I used to have little events downstairs in my house. I mean, we even did women's pole dancing and
studio. How fun.
And then we had like this speaker. He was like, he used to be a therapist, but yeah, he turned spiritualist. He came and did workshops at the house. It's pretty cool. Just being there on the beach.
Huh.
Or
that's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of being on the beach, you can't go to a beach and just shut it off? Just to relax, like you can't.
You know something that's cool.
What's that?
She went to she went to Bradenton for a couple years ago. She's there with her camera, and she's showing me this orange orb just kept following her on the beach. She was rolling around in the sand.
What beach was this?
It was it's Anna Maria Island in Bradenton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is near Sarasota.
Yeah. Okay.
It just keeps following you, huh?
Yeah.
She does. She gets a green, light green one. So, which that is what? Healing and something
yellow,
else?
Yellow, I think it means.
It's like a yellow.
You saw it in a picture?
Yeah. Well, it was right there in the video.
So if you see these orbs and they're different colors, the colors have a meaning?
Well, I had read. Actually, go on Visions from Above.
Visions from Above.
I can't get on the internet.
You can't get on the internet?
I can get on the internet.
Give her the Wi-Fi password.
You want my Wi? Oh,
no,
your Wi-Fi password. Yeah. And if you go in and you're gonna see like white dice on in the card. You push on that video.
Okay, so but to answer my question though, each color has a different meaning.
Yes.
Okay.
You're right. Excuse me. Orbs are souls.
You're drinking that crap coffee. That's why
I know. That's why I choked when I need Utica.
You got to drink the Utica coffee. No, but. Back to the question, though. Different colors, orbs?
Different colors usually represent just like a mood ring.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a red. Red could represent. Some people say it's not so good. But it's like an orange one. Is that it?
No, we can't get on. No. But when it's saying it represents an orb, does it mean something that you need in your life? Or is it showing you something that you already have in your life?
These orbs are souls.
They're souls. But when you represent them to colors... That's what I was wondering.
Well, I mean, I just basically believe it's like your personality, you know, whether it's certain colors.
Don't souls get reincarnated?
A lot of times we do.
And until it learns its complete
lessons. Until it learns, exactly.
I was told by a psychic, this is my complete circle.
My mother used to say, you just shed your shell to release your soul.
And that's true.
Mm-hmm.
What color is my orb? Like that phlegmy green color?
God.
Like it's got like a little tint of yellow. Is that the color of my orb?
Either that or crap brown.
Yeah, right.
But you notice sometimes when you look at an orb really close, you can see a face in it.
I have done that. You know what? Well, my son, and I have a picture of it. My son was little. His grandparents had his feet in like a bucket, and they were playing with him, pretending to wash his feet. And in the picture, there's an orb. It's huge, and you zoom in, and I swear to you, it's a guy with a beard.
Wow!
Never seen.
Yep.
I could not believe it. Clear face, you could see.
I had another customer, another client that came in with photos of her twin's birthday party. And just, you know, her father committed suicide.
Ooh.
And, no, this is strange. There's another story to that one, too. But anyway, she had all these orbs around. And it's like, you look, and that's her father sitting in between the kids.
Oh.
And then it's like, I said, wait a minute.
Wow.
Then she's going to sell her father's home. I'm like, you can't sell that house.
Wow.
I said, do you realize the last three owners of that house is your family members and they all killed themselves? Her father, her grandfather, his father. The house in Middleville? Yeah.
I would feel like I'd want to get rid of the house.
I went and cleansed
like,
the house.
Did you?
Oh,
I was going to say.
We would hear the men running across the stairs. And then we went upstairs and we had the box with us. And there's flies. Oh, Dad, I'm like, it's a nice clean room, but just dead flies. I'm like, this must have been the hell room.
Oh.
And it comes through the box and goes, depends.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, Keith, let me ask you, when you're cleansing a house, what's the process of cleansing a house?
Cleansing a house takes a lot. First and foremost, you can't be intimidated. And a lot of times what bad things do. They just irritate you. Mm-hmm. They'll cause conflict with you and your spouse or you and your family members because they feed off energy. And it's easier to be pissed off than it is to be happy. Mm-hmm. So it's easier to piss you off, right. Feed off your energy. And to cleanse a house, there's several things. You have a white candle at one end of the house, a red candle at the other. I mean, there's many different ways. Sage usually works. Sea salt before in front of the doorways. Many different ways of cleansing, whichever is comfortable for you. The Lord's Prayer.
I have a lot of sea salt.
Yeah,
at home.
We do a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I brought holy water back from the Vatican.
We actually go in the church
so
and
know.
We clean out the whole tubs. We just take all the holy water.
You bring your own?
I remember once my son, when you know they give you holy water for your first communion. Yeah, he was thirsty in his room one day. I go up there, I go, where's the holy water that was in the bottle on your dresser? I was thirsty. Yeah, he drank it. Yeah, that's great. Why don't you go downstairs, you lazy ass, and get a glass of water? Nope, let's just drink the water right here.
How did that taste?
Yeah. I don't know.
Ooh, musty.
Probably.
How would I know, right? I must have drank it too.
Now, Keith, for the most important question of the day, can you give me a couple numbers for the lottery this
Oh,
weekend?
Yeah, right?
Sure. I wish.
Right? I used to have a lady, what's her name? Rosa used to come into Emden's Pharmacy all the time.
Rosa.
She was great.
I learned a lot from Rosa.
She was wonderful. I did readings, and I wish I could find the paper that she wrote everything down on. Oh, she was.
She would just write and write.
She would write people's names. She would write hearts, everything.
Here's your number. It's 322 16 72 14 12.
Okay.
Oh, you got that?
Thank
you. Play that
you
back later.
That.
I'll write that down. I'll be up at the casino playing my Cleopatra.
I know. I will.
I would laugh if it came in.
I have to ask you something.
I mean, like, yeah.
I went to a psychic. Well, she was at my neighbor's house maybe 12, 15 years ago. And she had me scribble on paper. And then she read from there. And, like, everything's come true that she told me.
Mm-hmm. I've never had that.
So I don't understand how that works. I just did scribbling.
But, you know, there's different ways for psychics. No one's gift is totally the same.
Okay.
You know, like, you'll have the one that. Some don't mention names.
She mentioned names.
I'll tell you names, or this mm-hmm. person will tell you names. Or, like, some use paper. Some use bones. Some use tea leaves. I could never understand those things.
Yeah, Rosa did tea leaves.
I know she did. I tried to teach
her. I used to love her when she came into Emden. She was the nicest lady. She played the lottery every day. She never won. She played every day.
We don't have luck or health.
You do have luck. You have this great ability. It's amazing.
Zero luck.
I can't say I have zero luck, so I have good luck.
Yeah, you're up at the casino often.
I'm up at the wall. That's not necessarily good luck, but
no, just because
I'm
go
I'm very
don't mean
fortunate.
We win. Uh-huh. You know,
right? Exactly.
I did win.
Exactly.
Good girl.
I did.
I love when you come in.
Thanks.
So you used to freak me out.
It's been a year ago.
You used to freak me out.
He's never pulled your grandmother?
No.
She's never come through? She
yes.
had to have come through.
He did pull my grandmother last
yes.
time. Yes,
I talked to his mom.
Yeah.
Your mom? Oh, you talked.
He turned into Ange.
Oh, God.
He did. Started calling me stupid son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, that's great. She's
the hands.
Now, he lives behind my parents, so I, like, uh-huh. knew his grandmother, and I love his mother. So, but, yeah, she was mm-hmm. she was nuts, but I loved her.
But, yes, the one time, because this is your third time on, right? I think it's your third time.
I think
time.
It's my third.
Your yearly visit here.
Yes.
And the first time he did, my mom called. She's like, you think he can read me over the phone? I'm like, yeah, he probably could.
I did.
And he did.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
He did mention some stuff, and he was talking to my grandmother, and somebody died. He said mentioned somebody died. My Uncle Ray ended up
and
dying like
trip.
2 days later. And
wow.
Yeah, and the trip, and you called yeah. everything. You did. Mm-hmm. And that's why you used to freak me out. But now I'm getting used to you. Now we're friends. You know, I'm used yeah. to you now. Before, you're just like, oh, my God.
The biggest character was that Joe guy you had on here.
Joe guy.
Was it his name Joe?
Mark.
Oh, yeah, Sharky. Sharky.
Yeah, yes. That's it.
Uh-huh.
He was a trip.
He was a trip. We've had a lot of trips, though. But we got to make you come on more often. Hey. And these year apart visits got to get closer.
Okay, well, we got to actually do, like we said, we're going to walk around Utica, right?
Right. I want to still do that.
I'm totally in for that.
I'll follow.
Yeah. And I just want to freak
people
out with
them. I just stop
people
off on the streets. I'll bring the bowl. Give them a little reading. There you go.
She'll be behind me.
All right, stop giving out ideas.
I'll carry the stage. You carry the stage. I'll do the singing bowl.
Here's a bite of coffee.
Oh, that would be good. I could totally do that.
Oh, this is great, man. One more time, if people want to get a reading from you, how do they get in touch with you?
Call Endless Summer at 315-866-6865. Leave a message, and I'll get back to you and schedule you.
Awesome. And then also don't forget the big event over at the Stanley Theater on March 24th, 3 o'clock. You can make reservations at 315-724-4000, and you're going to do some table reading and probably talk to the spirits at the Stanley. And, you know, put in a good word for me with the Stanley spirits, would you? You know, so they don't break my balls a little bit here and there. I'm usually last to leave.
I think they
got to
get your attention.
Yeah, they did the other day.
Oh, I love that.
They did
that's
the other
awesome.
Day.
That's awesome.
And that's like we're talking about the next event where, like we said, we're going to get locked in.
That'd be great. Did they ever do that at the Stanley?
What's that?
Did they ever do like
they had a ghost
hunter?
They, said.
They did, right?
They have done
right.
A couple
but this
times.
Is different. They just having ghost hunters.
Right.
Ghost hunters go and collect evidence or whatever. We are going to go and stir them up. Participate, listen, and do your
Interact.
Own hunting.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Right on. Well, when you do that, and we'll have some events coming up too, and maybe you do a new event at your new place well too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We got some things in the works. Soul. You got soul, baby.
It could be soul, and then you could still have the name, but just have soul of, and then the name below it.
Well, can I just say, Varick Street needs some soul, okay?
I agree.
It now.
Varick Street
it
needs
has
some soul.
Now.
So, for sure.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much, guys, for coming
Thank
in
you.
Today. This has been a lot of fun.
This has been a lot of fun.
I really, we got to make you come in more often. You have
okay,
to come in more
gonna
often.
We're
going
to come in more often.
Yeah. And,
Alrighty.
You know, and even give you your own podcast. We talked about that, too, but we'll talk about that off air. But thank you so much for coming in. Don't forget about the event on the 24th at the Stanley Visions. From Above, readings by Keith, and it's going to be a good time over there. And also, Heather, thank you for coming on.
Mike, oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for having
and
me.
And Michelle,
was fun.
Thank you very
it
much.
It was exciting. I liked your page, too.
Thank
on
you.
On Facebook, yes.
I think I already did like it.
And if everybody can share this podcast, please click share on Facebook and stuff and spread the word.
Can we do that yet? That Facebook's still up and...
Was Facebook?
Yeah, it was a little quirky yesterday.
Did Heather break Facebook yesterday?
Can't share. We
Heather
can't
broke
comment.
It.
Yeah, it was weird. Absolutely weird. The Facebook meltdown of 2019 happened
exactly.
yesterday.
What's with that?
I don't know. Speaking of Facebook, like us on Facebook, like all our Facebook page, like Utica Coffee on Facebook, like the Steve Otter on Facebook, and Visions from Above, readings by Keith on Facebook, as well as the D and everything we got going on over here. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and all that. Before we get out of here, I got to thank the sponsors, our good friends over at Utica Coffee, wakethehellup.com. I love it. This Mexican roast, by the way, is so good.
It is good.
So good. This has been around for a little while?
We've had that for a while.
Is it?
Are these complimentary cups?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I could give you more.
You got a guy, right? Don't you? Utica Coffee. Thanks for supporting the D and all the great things you do for us here around the D. And we've got some cool events coming up, so keep your eyes peeled to the Disruption Network. Also, thanks to my friends out at Nye Volkswagen in Rome. Mention the D in their showroom. $250 off any vehicle purchase. I'm actually going to be up there on Saturday purchasing a new vehicle because I'm in the market. Check out their inventory, nyevdubofrome.com. And Seiko, you better give me that $250 discount. That's it. EJA Moving Company, my good friend Eddie Alsheimer. Let Eddie do all the work for you. When it's time to move and relocate, hit him up today, 315-335-0516. No. Hit him up online, ejamoving.com. And the John Devereaux Tavern's having a big old St. Patrick's Day party this weekend. Go check them out. They're there pretty much all weekend long, 37 Devereaux Street, and they always got some great live music and fun drink specials and whatnot. So hit them up on their Facebook page, John Devereaux Tavern.
Can I just say a happy birthday before? Before you're done.
Yeah, of course.
It's Connie Mandia Supa's birthday today, so happy birthday, Connie.
Happy birthday, Connie. She's a hairdresser, right?
Yeah. You remember Connie.
I remember. She's
Connie's
hot.
Fun.
Connie's hot.
Awesome. Anyway. A lot of people say she's hot. She is hot.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's a beautiful girl. Anyways, if everybody can click this share button, spread the word of Readings by Keith, and spread the word of Utica Coffee, the D, Steve Otter, all of us here. at Disruption Network. And we'll see you next week. Got a busy week next week, and I don't normally do a show on Friday, but we will be here on Monday. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody,
thank you.
For coming
thank you.
In. Keith, you're
fun.
Awesome.
Thanks
thank
for
you,
doing
Zach.
What you're doing, too.
Thank you, yes. Heather. Thank you. So we'll see you soon. Bye.
You know what
bye.
The hell you're listening to?
It's EC Radio.
Never you mind what I'm making. You should spend some time taking a personal inventory of what you're doing for the betterment of society.
EC Radio.
Only on the D.
Hey, baseball fans, are you counting down the days to opening day? Well, Disruption Network has you covered. The Baseline, the D-Zone baseball podcast, is back with Season 2 and all new episodes all season long. Sunday nights, 7:30 p.m. on the D. Get your baseball fix as JP and SPG run down the news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get fantasy tips, player rankings, team previews, interviews, and more. You can catch the Baseline and all of Disruption Network's programming by checking out DisruptionNetwork.net, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, YouTube, Facebook, and Stitcher. Keep it inside the Baseline all season long, only on the D.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving, relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at nyevwofrome.com.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at DisruptionNetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D, DisruptionNetwork.net.